Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast and Radio MD iHeart, or wherever you listen to us from. New data on telomere. That's one of the medications or medications in trial that I have been asked to consult on. Well, the data on its increasing telomere length looks like it's confirmed both in vitro and in vivo. What does that mean? It means that I'm going to get to talk to you about it more in the future and how it may be a way of decreasing your animal's arthritis, especially if you have a dog, and your own well-being long-term, maybe reversing your rate of aging considerably. But in the meantime, let's talk about the news of the week. This is 1194A. The A is always the news of the week and what it means to you. The B segments of 1194. We have a guest talking about macular degeneration, what you can do to prevent it, and why it's such an important issue for you. Today, fecal occult blood testing is tied to reduction in colorectal cancer rates. That's a Roizen rule for younger you. Keep your prevention up to date. Screen time linked to decreases in measures of parent-child talk. That is also avoiding unforced errors. And drug makers, the medication errors rates are similar between phone and video telehealth. Maybe we can go to phone consults. And marijuana use as little as once per month is linked to a higher risk of heart attacks and strokes. And perhaps the most important one is plastic food packaging contains thousands of hormone-mimicking chemicals. What can we do about it? What can you do about it? And new insights into the persistent pain of urinary tract infections. Well, let's get right to my most important one, I think, or one of the most important ones. And I think the one on screen time for kids may be the most important one. But the answer is, how do you reduce your colorectal cancer mortality? Well, this was using fecal occult blood testing as well as by DNA screening, what's called Cologuard in the U.S., and it decreased the risk of colorectal cancer mortality by a huge amount in this study. Roughly in this group, it saved 2.19 million person years, or roughly 889 colorectal cancer deaths. One in every 200 patients was prevented from dying. A really great thing from using the immunochemical test as a screening test rather than GWIAC testing. So it's a way we've changed the testing, and it looks like that's a great thing. Most important study, I think, is the screen time is linked to decrease in measures of parent childhood. In the average 16-hour day, advanced speech recognition technology was used to capture young children's screen time and home language development. Data were obtained from 222 families. And what'd they find? Well, they looked at the children when they were 12, 18, 24, 30, and 36 months, and they found that an increase in screen time was associated with a decrease in parent-child talk. And if you looked at it, the 36 months, the increase kept increasing. And it meant that for every additional minute of screen time, there was a reduction in 6.6 adult words. So if the kid watched for 60 minutes a day, it was a 400-word decrease in their language at age 36 months. 2 hours a day, an 800-word decrease in their ability to use language. So what you need is a reduction in screen time under the age of 6 years of age. The less screen time, the better. The medication error rates, well, this was an interesting study saying, could physicians do it over the phone as well as they do it on telemedicine or in person? And it looks like it's about the same, if you will, in each way. And the problem is kids, that is management of kids, likely to have four times the error rate of adults. The next item I want to get to is, and this is an important one too, almost as important as screen time, marijuana use as little as once per month increased heart attacks. How great was the increase in heart attack risk? Well, it rose sharply. And let me give you the data, if you will. This is that when you use it once per month, it increases your risk of a heart attack twofold. 2 to 4 times a month increased your risk of heart attack 25%, 42% higher risk of stroke. So that's just a little bit. The increased risk substantially. So I guess the message is, if you're going to use marijuana, make sure you do everything else for preventing a heart attack, or else you're likely to end up in the emergency room for a problem. It's the same dose response curve as, in fact, cigarettes. So marijuana looks like at once per month is about 1/2 of a pack of cigarettes a day. Once per week is like 1 pack of cigarettes a day. Twice per week is like 2 packs of cigarettes a day in the increase in heart attack. A great increase compared to even cigarettes. Plastic food packaging. And it was done in the U.S., United Kingdom, Germany, South Korea, and Norway, from Ziploc-style bags and yogurt containers to hydration bladders and chewing gum containers. And while not all plastics had equal, they found out that there was a huge increase in these chemicals that are endocrine disruptors. They're found in milk bottles, to-go cups, and yogurt containers. The higher number is significant in that the most potent effects were in polyurethane, polyvinyl chloride, and low-dose polyethylene containers. Low-dose polyethylene, by the way, is common in Ziploc-style bags, where I often keep my daily lunch package. I guess I'm going to have to put them into some glass container from now on. New research onto why there are urinary tract infections and why there's persistent pain. It turns out that what happens is after every bout of a urinary tract infection, epithelial cells lining the bladder are sloughed off and destruction of nearby nerve tissue occurs, and those events trigger a rapid repair program, which triggers a massive growth, regrowth of destroyed nerve cells, increasing the sensitivity of the bladder to anything that it's sensitive to, whether it is a change in pH with different fluids you drink, or whether it is a small amount of bacteria. So this is what we found. Each urinary tract infection causes an increased sensitivity for the person with the urinary tract infection. Key messages today, that's right. Don't let your kids, grandkids, or anyone have screen time until after age 6. It's a real problem for language delay, or intensely work on language skills if they are doing any screen time. My own belief, better to avoid all screen time. Secondly, that forever chemicals, I think we've got to go to both glass bottles and glass containers that you take your lunch in. The Ziploc that I use and other plastic containers appear to have a lot of forever chemicals that leach into the food and that then get into you. The other major one, even a little marijuana smoked, increases heart attack and stroke risk substantially. One marijuana weed a month is equivalent to half a pack of cigarettes a day in increasing your risk of heart attack and stroke. This has been Dr. Mike. You're listening to 1194A, the latest medical news of the week on You, the Owner's Manual radio podcast and what it means to you. We, of course, are brought to you by Life's First Naturals, the makers of Truebiotics, something I take every day, and I'm taking another one right now, as well as bovine colostrum, another thing I take every day. And you can go to their website, lifesfirstnaturals.com, not only order these, but read the randomized double-blind controlled studies and see why we recommend them at our other sponsor, longevityplaybook.com. Sign up for that free newsletter. You'll learn today why exercise is good for both of your brains. Thanks very much for listening. We'll be back next week. And by the way, tune to the B segment. We have a wonderful guest talking about macular degeneration and why we should all be concerned about it. Thanks again, but especially thank you, our listeners, for downloading us. You're the reason we do this. Thanks very much.